line, I would like to thank all of you for coming to our public meeting regarding the order of selection implementation that the Commission for the Blind will start having in March 1st. At least that's what the goal is. As part of the procedure, we need to introduce ourselves. Kathy Stevens will have to write the names and the spelling, so she might have to ask you the spelling of your last name. So be patient with us. We have satellites in Omaha, Norfolk, Kearney, North Platte, and Scottsbluff. So we are going to start with Lincoln first, and then we go to Omaha and keep going west from there, okay? So I'm Carlos Servan, Director of the Commission for the Blind.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director.
Kathy Carroll, Business Manager.
Kathy Stevens, Administrative Assistant.
Julie Bieran, System Administrator, Administrative Assistant.
You're trying to get me to identify myself that way. You gave me this microphone.
Yes, sir.
I'm James Nyman, former director.
Jerry Bryan with the Client Assistance Program.
I'm going too fast, Kathy. Tell me.
You're fine.
I'm Christine Boone with the National Federation of the Blind. Also former VR administrator in various places.
Barbara Lowe's, National Federation of the Blind, former center supervisor.
Jackson Berry.
Brandon Short, a center client.
Mike Hansen, NCBBI Board of Commissioners.
Corey Namura, teacher for the blind, Lincoln Public Schools.
May you please spell your name?
K-O, it's first name, and then I-N-A-M-U-R-A.
Thank you.
Leslie Wagner, Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired.
Hi, Angie Gonzalez-Dorn with the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
May you spell your name too, please?
Just my last name?
Yeah.
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S hyphen D-O-R-N.
Thank you.
Mark Colvin, I'm a student at the center.
Chris Wasinger, I'm a student at the center.
Garrett Brown, center client.
Shane Burrish, Transition Coordinator from NCBBI.
Amy Burrish, VR Counselor.
Greg DeWall, Center Supervisor.
Ashley Chamberlain, student at the center.
Eric Stukrath, Outlook, Nebraska.
Stephanie Roll, Outlook, Nebraska.
Victoria Rasmussen, Assistant Director with Nebraska VR.
Hi, Kristen.
Eric Buckwater, VR Counselor with the NCBBI.
Larry Mackey, Orientation Counselor with NCBBI.
Jeremy Ritchie, Home Management Instructor with the Commission.
That's That's everybody for Lincoln.
Okay, why don't we go to Omaha next?
Here you go, Carlos.
We're going to Omaha next.
Nancy, you're really quiet. I don't know if you can talk a little louder.
Oh, Carol, turn down the volume.
I have my volume up all the way.
How's that?
Go ahead, Nancy. I think that's a little bit better.
Nancy Flora, Omaha District Supervisor.
Can you please spell that?
Can you say that one more time?
Kelly Coleman. Okay.
Was there any, Nancy, we got you and Kelly Coleman.
Okay, Kathy Brown Hollins, vocational rehabilitation counselor.
Mark Bulger, commissioner and ADB designee.
Did you get that, Julie?
Yep, we got Mark and then we got Kathy Brown.
Shauna Dahlgren,
Shauna Dahlgren from Steels.
Can you spell that?
Can you spell Dahlgren for us?
D-A-H-L-G-R-E-N.
Thank you.
Jim Jefferson, VR Counselor, CDVI.
Thanks, Tim.
Do we need to repeat?
I'll get it at the end here.
Okay,
Robert. Robert. Newman, Commissioner.
Did you get it?
Yeah, so we have you, Nancy. We have Kelly Coleman, Kathy Brown, Shauna Dahlgren, Robert Newman, Mark Bulger, and Tim Jefferson. Do we have anybody else?
Jan Brandt,
Kim Schnitzer,
VR counselor.
Kim Schnitzer. Yeah, Jan's there in Omaha.
Okay.
Is that everybody then?
Okay, so why don't we go to Norfolk now?
That's everybody.
Okay.
Connie, can you hear us?
Yes.
Can you say who's in Norfolk for us, please?
Connie Daly, District Supervisor.
John Schmidt, Rehabilitation Counselor.
Stephanie Olson, Voc Rehab Technician.
Glenn Irvin, Orientation Counselor.
And that's it.
I think we got that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
Connie.
We go to Carney next.
Carney, can you hear us?
I took you off the speaker. Can you hear us?
Yep. You're kind of quiet, but we got gotcha.
Okay. Adrian Moody, VR Counselor. Crystal Demas, VR Counselor.
Crystal Demas.
Deanna Jesse, Program
Spence. Deanna Jesse.
Jean Nebraska, VR. Kimberly Sherbarth, National Federation of the Blind.
Kimberly Sherbarth.
Can you please spell that?
Sherbarth?
Yeah.
S-C-H-E-R-B-A-R-T-H. I can get it to you, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you spell it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think we missed the person after Deanna.
Kathy Kostlisky, Nebraska, VR.
I didn't hear that.
I'm not getting it.
Kathy.
She must be from General. Is she from General VR?
Yeah.
Hi,
Cassie.
Can you please?
Nebraska, VR.
Cassie, what?
What? Can you spell your last name for us, Cassie?
Yep. It's K-V-A-S-S-I-P-K-A.
I'm not hearing her. Come on a second. Please say. I need it.
I got it. Vicky's going to tell you.
K-V-A-S-N-I-C-K-A.
and then it's C-A-S-S-Y.
Okay. Okay, was that everybody in Kearney then?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's go to North Platte now.
Aaron, do we have you in North Platte?
Supervisor.
Fritz Newber, VR counselor within CDCBI.
So you got Fritz and Aaron.
Just those two.
And Diane.
Diane Vargas, patient counselor.
Do you not have the speaker on?
And that's it, huh?
So it's just Aaron, it's just you, Diane, and Fritz?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to Scott's Bluff now. That will be the last office.
Angie, can you hear us?
Not really.
Oh, no.
We hear a lot. We hear mostly garbled. I'm Angie Hoff, Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor in Scott's Bluff.
Marie DeMiranville, wife of a blind husband.
Can you spell that, please?
Can you spell your name for us, please?
D-E, capital M as in Mary, A-R-A, N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E.
If not, we can get it from Aaron.
Okay. But she's the wife of a blind husband.
Okay.
She's not a client.
Oh, okay.
What was the first name?
Your first name was Mary.
Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Oh, Marie.
Yeah.
And the last name was M-A-R-A-N-V-I-L-L-E. With a D.
Yes.
She said yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The first part is D as in dog. A-R-A-N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
There's yeah.
Okay.
My name is Lawrence Vallejo. The last name spells a D as in Victor, A-L-L-E-J-O.
Thank you.
Tyler Harpham, NCBVI client.
Tyler Harpham, it's H-A.
Yeah.
R
H A R P Paul H A M Mary.
Yeah. Harpham. That's how it's spelled.
Harpham?
Yeah, that would be how you spell it, but it's not quite pronounced that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple other people, at least one for sure that's running late that will.
Yeah, let's make sure that we do introduce them when they come in, okay? That's it for now?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Okay, so next we will have Kathy Stevens announce where the public meeting was published.
Okay. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star. It was published on the state government calendar, the NCBVI website, and at B Newsline and Radio Talking Book, and it was sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv. A copy of the Open Meeting Act is available, and it is in print and braille on the front table.
All right, let me get the mic so I can get to the point right away. I'm going to try to be as brief as possible, but because I want to make sure that there is time for all the public comments. In general, the Commission for the Blind was operating under over $2 million deficit in the last year, maybe $1.6 million. But from there, we need to make more cuts, so we look at three main areas: operations, staff members, and client services. So on operations, we are making lots of cuts. We had to make some cuts also on staff members, layoff. And now we need to also make cuts on client services. There is still like $1 million that we were spending, but we can only spend up to 500. And that's the reason why we need to come into order of selection. By the time this is implemented,
we will still have a lot of clients in open cases, and we need to serve them. So all of those who have an IP, according to what we are being told by RSA, the federal entity that regulates us, and the federal entity that also approve the order of selection, is telling us that anybody who has an IP in written, we need to provide services. So it's going to be already March, close to 6 months of the fiscal year, and we still have funds to provide services to those ones. But if we don't implement the order of selection sooner, we are not going to have enough funds for next year. So with that, according to the state regulation, there are three areas of, I call it categories. Three categories. The first one is most significantly disabled. The second one is significantly disabled. And the third one is any other who fit in that category. We were debating, checking with different agencies and consumers, and originally we thought about using those three different categories. But we are deciding now is just do one category and have all clients there, or every applicant within one category. In other words, it's going to be first come, first serve. We are going to provide training to staff members. It's going to be easier for them that way too, because they don't have to look at any difference between level of disabilities. Administration, mainly Carol Jenkins, the deputy director, will be working with Kat and Julie. Kat is our business manager and Julie is our data person, to figure out the number of clients we are getting, or number of applicants, those who are eligible, and then we are going to have monthly meetings to make sure that if we open a number of vacancies to provide more services to those who are in the waiting list, that we have enough funds. So we are going to do that in monthly basis. Before we can implement order of selection, we needed to get feedback from Client Assistance Program. Jerry is the director of CAP. He comes to our supervisors meeting every month, so he's very familiar with the reasons why we want to implement order of selection, and we already got a letter of support from CAP saying that he supports that. We send the documentation to the Rehabilitation Services Administration explaining all the situation. I just got an email yesterday saying that they apologize, but the leader of their team is out sick on sick leave, but that they know we are having our public meeting today. So we need to inform them what the public is saying and then go from there. So with that, I think I'm going to open for comments. Again, this is about order of selection. We need to focus only on order of selection. That's why the law tells us to do. If you have questions about other issues, I will be glad to answer them after this meeting in a different day, however you want to do it. I'm willing to stay late or be flexible for those comments. I'm sure Carol will do the same, or any other supervisor in the agency. But this public meeting is strictly for order of selection, okay? So with that, Nancy or each supervisor, please ask around your offices if any of the public have questions, but I'm going to start with Lincoln and then moving into each office, okay?
Mike Hanson.
Mike Hanson. You want to pass? Yeah. Who else will be next? Anybody else? Questions?
Cole Yammer.
Okay. Okay, let's go with Mike Hanson.
Julie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll start with questions or comments from Lincoln, and then we'll go office by office, because otherwise...
A couple of offices are having...
Oh, hold on. Erin, What did you say, Aaron?
We're having difficulty understanding Carlos. A couple of messages out here.
The sound system, yeah.
But we're not sure what was just said.
Did you hear Julie, though?
You can hear me.
Yes. Yeah.
We can hear Julie.
Can you repeat very quickly what I said? It's very,
yeah.
very much any questions about order of selection.
Yeah, it's pretty much, he just explained what the three options that we were going to do for order of selection that we talked about in the supervisors meeting. And then now we're going to go to public comment. And so we're going to start here in Lincoln. What? Only on order of selection.
Yeah, it's only on order of selection.
Yeah, the meeting's only on order of selection. It's the only item on the agenda.
Okay.
So it's all we can talk about.
Okay.
Carlos, you explained just now that we are no longer going to implement order selection using the three categories. At the board meeting, you had explained, I think it was seven characteristics that would be evaluated or looked at to decide which category they would a client would have fallen into. Will those seven characteristics no longer need to be evaluated then at this point?
We can't hear the speakers.
Can you get to Julie's and repeat the question?
Yeah.
And then we'll give, go ahead and give the
answer, Carol. Yeah. I believe it's because we hear directly through the computer, but we can't hear any signals through the microphone speaker.
So we need to. So would Nancy Heffel, or Nancy Kaufman had that microphone? Do we need to get that then? I don't know how we plug it into.
We have to
see
the computer.
I'll go check.
Okay.
I think that's right. It's right down there.
The microphone.
This is Angie. It's like everything is delayed, or you're talking in a bucket. It's just echo, 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 echo. That's all we're hearing from anybody.
We're working on it, Angie.
Mike, don't you work in communications?
turn the overhead speaker off.
We're not using.
This overhead speaker's on. It's partially
Angie,
causing some feedback.
Can you hear Julie okay?
I don't know how to turn it off.
Yes, we hear Julie real well. She's the only one.
Yeah, she's the one closest
to the mic.
Yeah, closest
to the
mic.
Is that speaker back there causing the problem?
Is it this one?
There's one over
Julie's
head.
Turn it off.
Julie?
Yeah.
Can people just walk up to the computer when they're speaking? So that we
no.
The rest
no, there's a lot of people in this room. I wonder if I should just take the computer and go around.
Is that the laptop?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to try this microphone, but I don't know where to even plug it in.
Well, I guess we couldn't put a chair up here and people want to speak. They could come and speak. Public comment.
Carol, we're getting a lot of feedback with this speaker right here. Do you want me just to turn it off?
I think that's the microphone, isn't
it? Is it the microphone?
But it's not needed. I mean, I don't think it's needed.
Yeah, I don't
room.
Think it is.
Okay.
Not. Yeah.
I would thought it was inward speakers, but that's not going to fix their problem, but it's going to make it better for us here.
I turned the microphone off. Excuse me.
Yeah, can you speak in the computer, Carol? Repeat the question and go ahead with the answer.
So Mike's question was the functional limitations that we determine at eligibility. Are those still going to have an impact if we're only going to do one disability priority category? And Mike, we've always had to address, mark those functional limitations, assess those for every single client when we determine eligibility for services. And so it's always been there. It's still going
to
be there. It's just not going to matter disability priority category wise because it's application date, first come, first serve, since everybody would be in one category.
So as long as you make the qualifications to be a client, then it's first come, first serve.
Yes.
Okay.
Was that better on the other end, guys?
Are they mute?
Hello?
Oh, dude, is it because we plugged this in? Hold on. Try again. Sorry, that was my bad.
Yes.
That was better.
Yes, it was better?
Yes, it was better.
And then I think...
Okay. We all said yes.
Go, okay. Question.
Poe.
Yes. Hi, Carlos.
Hi.
My question is logistics, purely. Do you have some public statement that you've written that somewhere? That I can just distribute to my students, the transition students.
Ko's question was if the agency has a public statement anywhere that could be, that he could use to distribute to students.
Yeah, we do, I guess we can give it to him. And then Ko, if we give it to you,
yeah,
electronically, can you do it in large print, Braille, or you want us to do that for you?
No, I can just tie it in the Braille. So
okay,
only thing I need is some written highlights of the change, maybe,
okay.
And also the contact number, that if my students have any question or family has any question, they can contact you, you know, that's kind of this number.
Can you repeat that?
So Ko was wanting just electronic information about order of selection that he could distribute to his students. And we do have a frequently asked questions document, Ko, that I can definitely email to you.
About this change?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about a whole entire system of the change, not only the selection type of change.
It's also on our agency website.
That's a good bet. Would you send me the email or maybe to the link of it?
Okay. Yep, we can do that.
This is mostly why I work.
And what was that question, Carol?